The Happy Kid Handbook, How to Raise Joyful Children in a Stressful World. Author, Katie Hurley. No two kids are exactly the same. Children also need the opportunity to simply be themselves. While some kids seem to come out of the womb oozing empathy, others tend to be a bit more self-centered during childhood. How can each kid shine when they're all bound by a general set of rules and standards with no room to change? We have to parent the individual. We begin by understanding their personalities. Introvert, extrovert, or some other vert. While the general labels might very well apply, it's useful to think of introversion and extroversion as a scale. Everyone needs both time alone and time spent with other people. The difference between introverts and extroverts is how much time they need of each to thrive. When you slow to truly observe each child and watch their patterns, you begin to recognize how much of each your children really needs. The benefits of play. Through unstructured play, children learn to communicate, think creatively, work through their emotions, and just have fun. Unstructured play can be anything from dress-up and imaginary play to art projects, to Lego building, to a fort that takes up half of the house, to name a few. As long as it's child-directed. Unstructured play has many benefits, although these can be overlooked when academics take center stage. Play helps children develop many skills like turn-taking, responsibility, self-expression, feelings identification, physical strength, endurance, and balance. Understanding emotion. Young children confront many of the same emotions that adults do each day, but unlike adults, they don't have the words and the skills to describe and cope with their emotions. Also, while adults might encounter one or two events or triggers that affect their mood, kids are more likely to encounter several triggers that are difficult to process. The kids who can label their feelings and find a solution are able to move on more quickly after experiencing difficult emotions and be more open to happiness. Understanding emotions is a critical first step towards taking charge of happiness. Tips for teaching feelings identification. Mirror, mirror. Write down various feelings on index cards and place them in a hat. Sit in front of a large mirror with your child and take turns choosing feelings from the hat and acting them out in the mirror together. The goal here is to help children learn to decode and recognize the subtleties and expressions of feelings. When kids learn to look for facial cues early on and to understand how their facial expressions convey emotion, they have a better grasp of how people feel in various situations. The homemade feelings chart. A feelings chart is another great way to match facial cues to emotions. Kids can visit the feelings chart regularly throughout the day to choose their own feelings or simply talk about the various feelings on the chart. A fun way to do this is to practice making various faces to depict different feelings together. When your child has a down, snap a few pictures of him making those faces. Print those pictures and paste them on a large poster board, with the feeling written underneath. Over time, he will begin to make the connection between how he feels and what the feeling looks like. Once he can pick out his emotions on the chart, you can start talking about what to do with those emotions. The act of forgiveness. Children are often asked to forgive other kids and adults for little things that happen throughout the day. It's important to make sure that they understand what forgiveness really means, instead of simply repeating a script provided by a parent. Forgiveness means working through the situation, telling the other person how you feel about it, and then letting go of negative emotions. Teaching your children the art of forgiveness is an essential life tool that will help them avoid anxiety and depression that occurs when people bottle up negative feelings and hold on to anger. When you choose to let go of feelings of ill will, you can move forward with positive focus. Reducing childhood stress. Childhood stress is very real, and it can cause significant emotional and physical problems. It should not be taken lightly, but it's tricky because it can be hard to spot. The symptoms often mimic common daily complaints, and it can be difficult to know when to intervene, such as complaints of stomach aches or headaches, sleep disturbance, changes in eating habits. Tips for reducing childhood stress. Prioritize sleep. Sleep is linked to cognition, behavior, and mood. The way you feel when you're awake is particularly dependent upon how well you sleep. In short, sleep helps your brain function properly. When children lack adequate sleep, they lack focus and have difficulty following directions. It impacts learning, relationships, and social interaction skills. It's hard to exist in a state of sleep deprivation. Increase quality time. One-on-one time with kids is beneficial for both the parent and the child. It strengthens the bond and improves overall communication. But before you get caught up in the stress of scheduling yet another essential parenting thing to do in your already packed week, remember this. It's not the number of hours you spend with your child that counts, it's the quality of the time that makes the difference. Step away from the news. Technology has changed the face of live TV forever, and we are now privy to car accidents as they happen. People film just about everything with their smartphones these days, and it only takes moments for these horrifying images to hit the news. The imagination can be a beautiful thing, but it can also be downright scary. Save the news for after the kids have gone to bed. Give them the gift of ignorance for a little while longer and allow them to play in blissful happiness. When frustration strikes. Kids are not born with frustration tolerance skills built into their brain structure. They have to learn how to cope. They have to practice getting their feelings out in a healthy way, and they have to practice calming down. Tips for teaching frustration tolerance, the MAD list. Have your child write a list of the things that make him feel really, really frustrated. Join him in the process by making your own list. When the list is complete, read it out loud in a dramatic fashion. Land the MAD list back to your child and ask him to tear it up into as many pieces as possible and crumple those pieces into tiny little balls. The act of tearing and crumpling provides a physical release of the pent-up emotions. This is a fun and engaging frustration tolerance exercise. The paper towel game. Kids often report feeling hot, a racing heart, and like their arm and leg muscles are cramped or tight when they are frustrated. This is a very normal reaction to anger, and some physical relief is necessary. The paper towel game can help. Soak a bunch of paper towels in a bowl of cold water and bring the bowl outside. Pick up one paper towel at a time and squeeze out the excess water. Hand it to your child and ask him or her to throw it against the wall while yelling out what makes her mad. Repeat until the bowl is empty. The act of throwing the wet paper towel provides the physical relief of symptoms. And yelling at the triggers provides emotional release. And the funny sound that results from the paper towels hitting the wall often brings laughter. Happy parents raise happy kids. You might think your child is playing quietly with his trucks while you scream at the cable guy for missing yet another appointment, but chances are he's taking in the stress response unfolding before his eyes while he zooms those trucks around. Even infants are known to cry more often and have difficulty eating and sleeping when mom is under stress. Happiness might come from within, but it also comes from the top. Raising happy kids begins with the parents. No matter your family situation, your own happiness is important. Your emotional well-being matters.